Good morning once again. I'm going to say lots of words, and I believe you understand them, no matter that they are in English. And where I want to start, I have no education in theology. I'm a relatively new Christian, and for all my life, what is important for me, it's kind of spiritual curiosity. I want to understand how things work in my life. As in my daily job, in my life, I'm a scientist. I do chemistry and physics, and I want to understand things, how they are connected, if there is any consequences, cause and origin, and cause and consequence, and all of these things. And I know that in many moments in our lives, we try to make models. We see some situation, we don't understand it, and we make a model. It could be so, 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 or so, and then we try to believe it. Especially in situations with which we have no bigger experience, or somebody just told us, and we have a model. And for today, I decided to speak how my model, how my understanding of Holy Spirit changed during my life. I first time preached here about 5 years ago in the season with John Redmond, and I exactly remember the moment when he opened my talk with words, "Let Spirit speak through Michal," which means Spirit is something what is bigger, something what comes through us, and it comes at the moment we try not to keep who we are under control. When we give up control in our life and we are open to something. And as Soumya read the interesting part about those people who could be considered as drunken, how is it with people who are drunken? They lose control in their life, right? So it could be some comparison, seeing a model of that. Somebody who loses control can be at least partially under at least partially filled by the Spirit, or can be led by the Spirit. But people who are drunken quite often show something what is not too nice, it's not funny, although they think that it's fun and it's really funny. And especially when you are not part of the group and you don't understand their sense of humor and all of that. And so that's it. And what happens? Such people who are drunken and who show something what is not nice and interesting, there are quite often people who try to stay guarded in their daily life. They don't want to show who they are, and they protect themselves. And just at the moment when they are under influence of alcohol, we can see who they are. That's my way of asking, reasoning, because we have heart, we have brain, and always when it comes to the Spirit, where it is. So. And how we see world is connected with set of our beliefs. There are people who understand all other languages, something strange, but there are situations in our lives where we understand people without words, and there are situations when we don't understand any word, no matter that the person speaks same language. And then I ask one thing, childish question, but being in Christ means to be able to see our life in adult age by eyes of kid, which is it so that we come to this world with a skill to understand all other languages, but all people around us say, you have to learn it, you can't understand it, and in some moment we start to trust others, it starts to be impossible, and we are losing this skill. And now you may think that I'm crazy, but asking such crazy questions could be something what can help us to realize in which moments we are close to something because everybody around us is close to that. And now I'm coming to other part. I lived atheistic or agnostic life until the season in which I got divorced about 8 or maybe 10 years ago. And in that moment, in that time, I found that it would be worth it to cooperate with psychologists in my life. And it brought me to strange moments when I was there speaking with her, and she told me, There, we quite often know how to decide. Just look inside. The feeling in your body tells you how you want to go. It's not in brain, in making lots of options, in reasoning of everything. And much later, I understood, but we never spoke if she's Christian or not, but she brought me to the spirit. Look inside, trust your feelings. This is how I understand it many years later. And then I came to the US and I had big troubles with language. I had no chance to understand at the very beginning in South Carolina because of the accent and something what was far from British English I had at school. And coming to somewhere to buy something to eat or a coffee, and here in Europe you say, yeah, I would like what's under this number, and they don't ask you for anything, and then there were five or six questions in each sentence I was missing one word and I could not understand it, and partially pronunciation, partially accent. And I went through that. After 5 or 6 months I started to be okay, and I started to speak from something what could be said as a broken language, broken English, which means I still think in Czech, my native language, and I speak good English where people understand me. And then there came a point in which I said to myself, let it speak, give up control. And in 1 or 2 weeks, I came to the point when I started to speak fluently. So coming to the spirit means to give up control, to be open to that, to look inside, what to do. And now I try to see it from a bit wider perspective. I'll come back to my childhood when I was raised in a family which has Christian Catholic background, but it was not practicing family in faith. And I, few times in that time, I wanted to understand what means the spirit. In Czech, Duch Svatý, which can be translated as a spirit, but also as a ghost. And as a child, I thought, is there a ghost which is entering our body? And now you'll see how I'm asking during the life, and it's changing. And I believe that journey to God is journey in which we get rid of the old models. So I don't believe so much in ghost at this time. But to me, it was the worst understandable part of Trinity. And now I would say that it's something what fulfills us when we are open to that. And as I'm scientist with lots of background in physics, to me it can be kind of energy. Something like we have electromagnetic waves which we use for cell phones, for electricity and all other things. All of these are just something what provides information. Our heart can be measured by electrocardiogram. That's information which comes from our body to the body of others. And we can interact with other people through this. We can feel their mood. And it's measurable and it's outside our body. And it means that if it goes outside, something can go inside similarly. Just imagine that you are at a road with lots of traffic, how it touches your heart, or next to a big river, which has lots of noises, and some of them can be relatively slow, some of them can be relatively wild, and all of this touches us. So, to me, at this moment, the model of Holy Spirit is something what connects me with God somehow, invisibly, but it touches me somewhere inside, somewhere deep down, and I can read what God wants me to do by the reading of feelings in my body, which are connected to that what's coming from outside, from God, from some, let's say, big distance. What's important to that to me is that I believe it can work quite well when our hearts are not full of pain, sadness, grievance, or something like that. That's something we should work with. Otherwise, we will just stay in a loop and we will be getting what was there at the beginning and nothing else can come. And Maybe the closing part is now it's Pentecost, and to me, at this time, I would say it's the most important part of the Christian year. When I was a child, it was Christmas, getting gifts, and that was so nice. But then, as children, we understand how is it with Easter. The bad people decided to crucify Jesus, and nobody understood why. That was my understanding in that time. And Pentecost was something completely non-understandable. But now, how I see it, Christmas, heart of infant, which is completely open, communicates, but is not getting always enough of love in our lives. And then it causes pain and we disconnect. Because whatever is pain in our heart leads to closing, disconnecting, being guarded, and being protected. It can lead even to this moment, to situation in life when everything stops working because we are not connecting to God's energy coming from outside what fulfills us anymore, and we just stay in this loop of emotional pain. And if this happens, then it's time to reopen. And which means letting go what's inside, what is not useful anymore. And second one, to open emotionally. And in this moment, I thought about a model which works for me even in this time. Imagine a glass of pickled cucumbers, which is closed one, and you want to put more water inside. Unless you open that, nothing goes there. And I think that's similar with guarded hearts. If we stay with open, naked, unguarded heart, we are connected to spirit. So after Easter, crucifixion and resurrection, which I understand in my daily life as letting go, letting die inside me what is not useful anymore, and observing what appears under that, those 7 weeks of this time of Easter celebration, which ends by Pentecost, results in connection to spirit. And what's in the scripture there? We can meet tongues of fire or something like wind, which to me, making my own model, coming through my experience, can be connected with fact. What is the energy of fire? It's feeling, it's something what warms up, warms us, as, and something wants us to open internally. And in that moment I ask, could it be so that when we stop being guarded, our temperament changes? We are more warm? Could this be my reasoning for that, what is in scripture? I was not there those 2,000 years ago, and I don't know how was it. So I just tried to make some models as I did in my childhood. Some of them are working, some of them probably not. And that's question. I don't know. I'm questioning here. But what I know here is that being open to the spirit is a process of giving control to God through the connection which comes to our heart, which we lead in our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you do it? Or should I? Okay, let's move to the prayer. Lord, give us strength and courage to be open, to be fulfilled by the Spirit, to maybe to make models which help us to understand and to grow, and to give us strength to get rid of models which are not useful anymore. As I try to show that our way of understanding is changing during the life and during our growing life experience, you lead us through this process and help us to stay with you through the connection, through being fulfilled by the Spirit. Now it's time for prayers for others.